The new conference has been good to us so far.
Of your 17 players that you talked about, a lot of these young kids,
yeah.
Who's the one or two that just have a natural shot that if you let your guard down for a minute, they'll burn you?
So scoring-wise, I think we're gonna struggle some nights because we're so young, still learning some offenses and how to get ourselves into position. Sarah Torres is a junior that's in her third year with the varsity program. She's a little bit more athletic than most kids on the floor night in and night out, and she's going to do a lot of the ball handling for us, and she's going to get a lot of the scoring done. We just came from a scrimmage with Elyria here a little bit ago, and she had a couple of nice moves and got us a couple of good baskets. Savannah Walls is a sophomore that's coming up, and she's in the post for us, and she's been doing a lot of scoring in the couple scrimmages that we've had too. So we're excited to see the progress that those two have been making.
Brad, Z asked you earlier about the success of Brookside girls sports of late, and you mentioned those other sports that have done really well, and the fact that last year you won 11 games. Can the success of volleyball and cross country and track and just a winning mentality, can that help, especially when you've got a younger group that maybe is not knowing their place, so to speak, right now?
Right. So we talk all the time about, hey, maybe you don't know how to play basketball, but you know how to compete. You know, you know how to go out there, and you're used to winning at whatever it is that you do. So when you're with us, we'll teach you the basketball stuff. You just go out and compete and take it out onto the court. And, you know, like I said, I coach track, and one of the things we talk about at practice, and we were talking about it again tonight, you got to run. We got to run, we got to run, we got to run, run, run. We don't have a 6'2 or 6'3 big, strong post player. We've got a bunch of kids that can run and jump and do athletic things, and we've got to, you know, take advantage of our athleticism night in and night out.
We talk about a lot of things as coaches, and the one thing that I think is the hardest to identify in a player and that you can't really coach, and you hit upon it and you've got it, to be competitive. You know,
absolutely.
A young person that won't give up easy, that will battle right till the end, competitiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, so we,
and that's such a nice thing that you've got there in these kids.
Yeah, we like to get kids. Scott Davey is one of our assistant coaches. He and I both teach at the high school, and we're in the hallways looking for these competitive kids. He and I both officiated our Powder Puff football game at homecoming, and we targeted two kids off of that are like, these two are competitors. We want these two kids in our program.
Does that transfer to the food line too, so they might put a chicken wing into somebody and box out
right
at the buffet line?
Really,
at lunch,
really box,
huh?
It out at the buffet line, absolutely. You know, if you've got athletic ability, we want you out for basketball. We can do something with you. We can teach you. We can coach you up and get you out there doing competitive things and winning, helping us win games.
You mentioned the competitiveness. Can that be taught, or does a kid have to have that in them, or they don't?
I think by the time you get to this level, you're either competitive or you're not. I think you do learn it, but I think you learn it when you're younger, when you're playing youth ball and your parents are the ones coaching, and, you know, bumblebee soccer where the ball's rolling. The kid that goes and gets it and pushes his way through everybody else, that's the kid I want to have on my team that'll go out there and he'll be a competitor because he wants to win, and he learns early how to compete.
Maybe not a fair question, because as young as you are, because you're so young, do you know what the strength of this team might be, or how do you see this team?
Like I say, we say it all the time. We're not even sure. Our kids don't know what they don't know. So it's great to go out there and see. We're going to learn a lot early in the season. One of our, you know, we open with Lincoln West next Friday, but then we play Fairview on Monday the 25th, and they're a good veteran team, and they have really good players. We're going to find out what we're made of early in the season.
Can you get the rebounding you need? That's always so tough with so many young players, and even in girls basketball in general, to get, you know, a couple of players that can crash the boards, box out,
yeah,
and just clear the glass.
Yeah, well, so Emma Gillespie, one of our seniors, is a post player, and we're looking for her to get a lot of rebounds. And Savannah Walls, I mentioned, but the other one, we have two other kids that really have had great rebounding and defensive presence for us in our scrimmages. Maddie Adams is a sophomore, and Ashley Aleph is a junior. Ashley's a three-sport kid. She's the catcher on the softball team. She plays soccer, and she's out there pushing and shoving and getting physical night in and night out. And Maddie Adams is a sophomore who's just got a ton of potential, and we're just really excited about what those two can do for us and how they can help us along.
I'm assuming one of the things you're going to struggle with early on is putting the ball in the basket. Do you have a couple girls you think you can count on, or do you not want to put that kind of pressure on anybody and just kind of say, collectively we'll get to the number?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a collective thing. I think Sarah's probably most nights be one of our more consistent scorers, along with Jaylene Williams. But Cheyenne Shinsky is another sophomore who's a guard that can shoot it a little bit. So if we can do things to help her out and get her some open looks night in and night out, that'll help us out a lot too.
Well, Brad, did we miss anything, or are you good?
Well, we're excited. It's going to be a fun year with the youth movement that we got going on. So night in, night out, it's going to be a challenge for us as coaches to teach them up.
Well, we really appreciate you coming out. We want to remind the Brookside fans listening in that we'll have them Saturday, February 1st, as the Cards go to Columbia to take on the Lady Raiders.
So fantastic.
Look forward to that day.
That'll be a great one.
Best of luck to
you. Thanks, guys.
That's Brad Barhorst, the head basketball coach of the Brookside Lady Cards.